Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of communion.
Have you ever seen people eating bread and drinking wine or juice during a church service and wondered what that was about?
Sometimes that special meal is called communion, but it's also known as the Lord's Supper, remembrance, the breaking of bread, or the Eucharist.
Communion is when Christians remember Jesus and how he gave his life to save people from their sins.
But why do Christians do this? Where does communion come from? Let's learn about the story of the first communion.
In our story today, Jesus celebrated the Passover meal with his disciples. Passover was when God's special family remembered the Old Testament story of how God saved the Israelites from slavery in Egypt and brought them to freedom.
The Passover meal occurred on the first day of the Festival of Unleavened Bread. So Jesus said to Peter and John,
"Go and prepare the Passover meal for us to eat."
"Where do you want us to prepare it?"
"As you enter the city, you will meet a man carrying a jar of water. Follow him into the house and tell the owner, 'Our teacher wants to know where he can eat the Passover meal with his disciples.' The owner will take you upstairs and show you a large room ready to use. Prepare the meal there."
Peter and John left. They found everything just as Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal.
Judas Iscariot was one of the 12 disciples. He had gone to the chief priests and offered to help them arrest Jesus. They promised to pay him, so Judas started looking for a good chance to betray Jesus.
While Jesus and the 12 were eating together that evening, Jesus said to them,
"One of you will surely hand me over to my enemies."
"Why, Lord, you can't mean me.
You don't mean me."
Then Judas quietly asked,
"Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi."
"Judas, go quickly and do what you have to do."
Judas then left, out into the night.
Where is Judas going?
Maybe Jesus told him to buy something we need for the festival?
I think Jesus told him to give money to those who need it.
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples.
"This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it.
"Take this and drink it. This is my blood, and with it God makes his agreement with you. It will be poured out so that many people will have their sins forgiven. From now on, I am not going to drink any wine until I drink new wine with you in my Father's kingdom."
When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
Communion is a special time when Christians remember how much Jesus loves us. At his last meal with his friends, Jesus used bread and a cup of wine to teach them something important. He said the bread was like his body and the wine was like his blood, which he gave for us when he died on the cross. When Christians eat the bread and drink the wine or juice, they remember Jesus' love, how he forgives us, and that we are all part of his big family.
If you would like to read more about the Easter story of Jesus' death and resurrection, you can check out the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Gospels are the first books in your Bible's New Testament.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.